Welcome back to another edition of Talk Nerdy to Me, coming to you from the Zia Comics Broadcasting Lair in beautiful downtown Las Cruces. I have a comic book review for you. Before I get into that comic book review, though, one favor. Subscribe to the channel, man. It really helps a lot. Pandering over. Looky, looky. Comic bookie. Dr. Aphra, number 11. It is a tie-in to War of the Bounty Hunters. But, you see that big shiny dude on the cover? That's Dirge, man. He's a bounty hunter you don't hear a lot about. He is a straight up bad dude. He can go toe to toe with Jedi's, not a problem. He is just absolutely near impossible to kill. And if you don't know about Dr. Aphra, the character right here, think of, she's kind of like, an Indiana Jones in space type, except that she doesn't get these artifacts and expensive things to take back to a museum. She gets them to sell to the highest bidder so she can make some money. So, you know, she's in it for herself. These War of the Bounty Hunters tie-ins, I'm really digging them. They're not just like the big two where they call something a tie-in and it just briefly mentions it, maybe like in two panels, something like that. This one is, all the tie-ins so far for War of the Bounty Hunters have tied in pretty tightly with the main story. This one is, of course, from Doc Aphra's view. She has a bounty to bring back Eben Drake. He's somebody's cousin that they want to bring back so that they can, for whatever reason, he's on this luxury cruiser, and he's eating this very expensive, rare type of caviar, and they track him down, but by the time they get on the luxury cruiser, everybody is dead. So they're walking around trying to find something, and you see all these little eyes staring at him from the ductwork, and, you know, they're tracking down, and they finally find the dude. He's in his room, but he's got a big old hole in his noggin right there, and his tongue has been eaten out. So they have no idea. He's got this invitation in his hand, so they grab the invitation, and it's one of those holographic ones. They find out it's an invitation to, guess what? The Crimson Dawn auction of Han Solo and Carbonite. So they, you know, she pockets that, and, you know, all the while, Doc Aphra is kind of fleecing all the pockets of the dead people, too, because that's what she does. About that time, they're looking over the dead body. They notice that his tongue has been eaten out or torn off or whatever. A laser shot, you know, fires between them. And lo and behold, it's Mr. Dirge. He comes in. He's like, hey, that's my bounty. And they're like, yeah, you can have him, man. He's dead. He's like, well, I needed him alive. I said, well, we didn't kill him. And obviously you didn't kill him because, you know, you didn't kill this whole boatload of people because your armor's still clean. And then about that time, you see all these little ugly looking parasite bat things coming down. And obviously that was what, they were supposed to be extinct. Obviously not, because that's what the caviar that Eben Drake was eating on this expensive luxury liner. Obviously that he didn't realize what it was, or they didn't realize it was giving it to him. So it must have hatched while it was in him, and they say they go after you. They get in your body. When they hatch, they eat their way out. That's probably why his tongue was eaten gone. And so they're trying to get rid of these things. There's just they're overwhelming amount of them. And Doc Aphra's like, hey, I know what these are. They're Psymotes. They are very susceptible to changes in atmospheric pressure. So they figure out a plan that they're just going to lure them into the airlock and then open the airlock, shoot them out in space, and that change of pressure, they'll all pop like fireworks. So they're all falling. You know, Dirge is taking the lead because he's near impervious. He's just, he's covered with these things, but, you know, they're having a hard time getting into him because of his armor. And they're running for the airlock, and Aphra grabs the girl she's with there at the end, pulls her out of the airlock. She shuts the airlock with Dirge in it. And Dirge's like, oh, what the heck, you know, we had a deal, man. You're double crossing me. And they're like, yeah, whatever. We didn't have no deal. Boom. Shoots him out into the airlock. All the Simons are popping like popcorn. And, you know, the girl, she's like, man, I can't believe you did that. She's like, yeah, he told you he's nearly impossible to kill. So I really doubt Dirge is dead. He's going to come back. He's probably going to have a real big attitude towards Aphra. Aphra reports back to the cousin who sent her after Evan Drake. And she's like, hey, we found him, but he was dead. He had this invitation. And she's like, we do still have the invitation that he had to the Crimson Dawn auction. And she's like, yeah, we'll bring it to you. And she's like, no, you're going to go. I want you to go in Evan's place. And, you know, she tells her, be careful, because every every corrupt group, clan, or whatever is going to be there at this Crimson Dawn auction. Obviously, Han Solo made a lot of enemies because it seems like everybody wants to buy him frozen in carbonite. So he's well known and not well liked. So, and she tells Aphra, hey, you're going to go in his place and try to enjoy yourself. So all these tie-ins, man, they're all leading to the Crimson Dawn auction. I can't wait till we finally get to, and they have a checklist in here. I mean, there's gonna be a few. See, there's the checklist. There's a few. Looks like October, we won't have any kind of resolution until October. But I'm fine with that, because they keep, even Darth Vader is crossing over into it. It's gonna be a job, they're having a job with a Hutt special one. Forlom and Zuckuss. There's going to be a ton. And like I said, these are actual tie-ins. They're not just tie-ins by name only. You know, it's not like one or two panels that briefly mention the War of the Bounty Hunters. This completely ties in. It's kind of is going from every perspective of all these groups coming together for the Crimson Dawn auction. And that, I think, is where everything's going to hit the fan. Because this is canon. And we know Boba Fett actually did deliver Han Solo to Jabba the Hutt. So somewhere along the line, Boba has to get a hold of Han Solo and Carbonite in this story, because they have to keep it in canon. So he's got to get him back one way or another. We just don't know how. And I am waiting to see, because everybody in the galaxy, universe, Outer Rim, everywhere, everybody wants that Han Solo and Carbonite. Like it. I'm saying anything War of the Bounty Hunters associated, pick it up, man. And subscribe. If you're not already subscribed to it, subscribe. And if you're not subscribed to it, pick it up off the shelf. This has been a really good read. If you're big into Star Wars like I am, it's even better, because you're starting to see all these other peripheral characters who haven't been getting a lot of airplay. Like Dirge on the Star Wars one last time I reviewed, we got to see some more Lobot and get some background on him. And it's for a Star Wars fan, it makes you want to cry. It's just so good. Ever since Marvel has taken Star Wars back, they have just done an astronomically great job, and that's not a pun, with the storylines. That is my review, Doc Aphra, number 11. If you like that review, you'd like to see more like it, subscribe. It don't cost nothing, man, and it helps us a lot. And while you're at it, why don't you hit the bell icon? You'll be notified whenever we put up a new video. Until you see that new video, later, nerds.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reef? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.